Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
So they can show vaginas, they can't show pubic hair?
Yeah.
You just made that up. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Type it into the...
There's no possible way that's true. You just made that up just now.
Just type in pubic hair censored in Japan.
Hello and welcome to this thing we call the Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Thank you.
And, guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, holy shit,
yeah.
Do we have a show for you tonight? Coming up after the break, we are going to be playing America's favorite game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth?
It's true.
So, fucking...
We celebrate the triumphant... The triumphant return of Drunk with everybody's favorite game.
Hold on to your hats, everyone.
Fuck,
hold on to your hats.
What was it, like an 88% clip or something?
Drunk, you have an I updated the website this past week in preparation for this. And yeah. You are 50 for 58, Drunk. In the history of this game.
Well, that's pretty good numbers.
Unbelievable.
Which is an 86%.
Yeah, we got to get that to 90.
Sorry. Belichick era Patriots is what Drunk is.
86. Yep, that's... So what's that, like a B in school? C plus maybe?
86 is a high B, I think.
Yeah, C is 70%, I believe.
Guys, I really wanted to talk. Now, Travis, there was speculation yesterday that the cardboard beds at the Olympics are no fuck beds.
But yeah, I was hearing something about that.
What they did is they made cardboard beds, Drunk. And what the Japanese said is, guys, we're prudes for sure. But like this, we're not doing, you know, for being prudes. We're just doing this, you know, because then we can recycle it all because it's cardboard.
Well, and that way, too, if any of those people get COVID, they just take the beds out and burn them.
Right. I guess they're not using the beds again. Is part of the plan.
Travis. Didn't they do to disprove that? Didn't they do a durability test to say, sure. Two people can be on this bed and you can move around.
An Irish soccer man was on Twitter today jumping on his bed and yelling fake news, fake news, fake news.
So you can fuck on them.
They hold up to 400 pounds. You can fuck on them, Drunk. What they said is you can only fuck with two people, though. If you had three people, it could be a problem.
But I mean,
is sumo an Olympic sport?
I don't know.
If,
is
if
it?
You get, you know, like those gymnastics ladies on there, you could probably fit four or five of them, right?
Well, yeah, because they're light, yeah. Is what you're saying. Yeah, there's like a 400-pound weight limit. No report on the comfort of the beds. They just said, oh, look, they're made out
that's
of cardboard.
The thing. I have knowledge that foreign people do not like comfortable beds.
They don't like comfortable beds?
Yeah, they think Americans sleep on too thick of beds.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why it is.
They don't
too
like...
thick a bed?
Especially Asian Americans.
The Asian Americans think we sleep on too thick a bed?
Yes.
The Asians, they don't like comfort, is what Drunk is saying, Travis.
How thin a bed do they sleep on?
Very thin.
Very thin.
Four to 6-inch bed.
So if you're trying to entice
the average American starts on like an 8-inch bed.
If you're trying to entice a recently expatriated Asian lady into your bed, the best thing to do is to just have a bed of pallets.
Expatriated Asian lady. Get into
you like, that's
my
a song.
Rock hard bed. Let's do.
I too dislike comfort at night.
I wanna fuck you uncomfortably.
So does this thing have like, you know, brightness?
Are you?
They say I'm looking shiny in the chat.
Do you want me to work on your mood lighting, Drunk?
So shiny.
I can work on that for next week. See what I got you a ring light, Drunk, because I want you to be beautiful.
Oh, I am beautiful.
The influencers, they use ring lights, Drunk, and I wanted to get you one to highlight your features.
How come I'm the only one that gets one?
I thought that it would contour you, is what I thought.
It made me look fatter?
Yeah. No. Contour makes you look thinner, right, Travis? Isn't that what contouring means? You watch the YouTube, right?
It shows all my curves.
It slims you down. It flattens your face. I actually don't know what they do.
Drunk, you had a couple of weeks off. Do you have harrowing tales from your journeys in the world?
Just a lot of work.
Just
working
hard?
Made a couple bets.
Oh.
Won some, lost some. We'll see.
You know what I'm really excited about, Drunk? I could go so far as to say this is probably going to be my pick of the week.
I know what my two picks of the week are going
to
be.
The expansion draft is tomorrow.
That was one of them.
And I'm excited about it because I just like to see who everybody's going to pick. Because there's a whole lot of dares out there.
Yeah.
You know, like they're daring them to take Carey Price. This probably isn't interesting to people.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like we're daring them to take Tarasenko off our hands.
Right.
Take that $7.5 million, please.
And you know what?
You know what it sounds like you guys are doing? It's like you're daring listeners to turn this off.
Travis, I had a thought the other day. You know, when you get on the social medias and they share links to news articles, I don't know if you have noticed this, but it seems like more and more you click on a news article and you can't read the news article. And it says, hey, like you got to subscribe to get this news article. You know what I'm saying?
Behind
that
the paywall.
Drives me nuts. How are you going to send me an alert on my phone? Let me get intrigued by, ooh, yeah, I'll read this article, and then tell me I have to pay for it. That is the worst.
Yeah, people who share articles that are behind the paywall should have their social media privileges revoked.
Well, I don't mind if people share those. It's when it comes up as an alert on my phone, and then then it happens.
Okay, so...
Like, here, read this, just kidding.
Yeah,
the exactly. Thing is, I know the people sharing this link, most of them don't have a subscription to the thing, and they're just sharing it because they saw the headline, and then they just share it.
They're sharing the headline. Absolutely.
And so, like, I mean, if the author shares it and then it's behind a paywall, I get that. Sure. But they don't. And then it's like a trending topic, and all these people, they're not New York Times readers. They're dopes. I see them all the time.
Yeah, they're Twitter timeline readers.
Right. They have Mr. Bean as their profile picture. Mr. Bean. Mr. Bean doesn't subscribe to the LA Times, Travis. Mr. Bean just gets into silly adventures on boats.
Is mine still super racist? I think it might be. My Twitter avatar.
Oh, is it?
I'll have to look at that.
African boy?
Yeah.
It was for a really long time.
For a really long time.
But
just- my favorite is when you look at the trending topics on Twitter. And if you actually did read the source article, but they picked and choose like mostly just the headline where it says, you know, Texas loves the Ku Klux Klan. And then you look at the article and it's like, well, that's not what this is about at all.
What was that about today, Travis? I saw that. I saw that the Ku Klux Klan was trending. I was like, oh, somebody's saying the Ku Klux Klan when it's not really the Ku Klux Klan again.
Either that or they're Texas trying to adapt another highway or...
Texas passed a bill eliminating the requirement. Now, listen, the requirement to teach the fact that the Ku Klux Klan is morally wrong. The requirement to teach Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech and the requirement of teaching about Rosa Parks. OK, I get that. We learned all about that stuff in school. I feel like it's important. But what people took to Twitter to freak out about was that Texas was removing these things and not allowing schools to teach these things when the actual bill was just removing the requirement from building it into the curriculum. Teachers can still teach this,
it's
but
just
they're
not
required. Required to by law. Exactly.
And so everybody's like, Texas loves the Ku Klux Klan, obviously.
Yeah, Texas loves, of course. Texas loves the KKK. I mean, it's obvious.
What would happen to a teacher who like went in and said, guys, now the Ku Klux Klan, they had some really good ideas. They'd be fired immediately.
Yeah,
right. So what are we even talking about? What are we talking about?
If any kid comes home to tell their parents about how their teacher said, you know, man, I wish Hitler wouldn't have gotten taken down so quick. He was really on the right track. That teacher would lose their teaching license pretty much immediately. So
why was there even a law requiring that you do anything? Like, why was that a law to begin with?
That's the thing. I don't know the origins of the laws to put specific things in the curriculum.
Was Rosa Parks the Underground Railroad lady or was she the bus lady?
I get them mixed up all the time. Rosa Parks is the bus lady.
She's the bus lady?
Rosa Parks is bus. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like the lady on a bus. Was it important? Sure.
Of course.
It spearheaded a whole bunch of other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, you know, like we could probably get rid of that pretty. I mean, not get rid of it, but, you know, like breeze by it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a requirement. We'll teach you about this period in history, and we'll mention Rosa Parks because, of course, she took a stand.
She took a stand. It spearheaded a bunch of other shit, but, I mean, like, there's been wars. We gotta, like, get through all the wars and stuff.
Right, and just because Texas passed this law, if the public school system is anything like it is anywhere else, they're still using textbooks for these things that are 20 years old. So you can't tell me that just because Texas passed this law that they're going to rush out to the printing press to buy brand new copies that have no mention of the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, thank God. We don't have to tell everybody the Ku Klux Klan is bad anymore. Travis, Rosa Parks, great, by the way. I feel like I say Rosa Parks bad.
Yeah,
Rosa Parks, great.
To go on record, Ku Klux Klan, bad, morally reprehensible.
Yeah, I think that like what they should do is they should go into history class and say, guys, you see Ku Klux Klan, they're bad. Now let's talk about other stuff. Let's talk about how Christopher Columbus also bad, right?
Yeah, he's no good.
He raped Travis.
Yeah, he's plundered.
He's a rape man.
Yeah,
we don't celebrate it. What did we change it to Indigenous Peoples Day now?
Is it official?
No.
It's on the calendar as Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day.
But Travis, so the paid news thing. You click on the thing and it says you can't actually read this article, but thanks for clicking it. We got your click. You can't read it though. Subscribe for $1. Now keep in mind, Travis, not discouraging papers for trying to make money. I get it.
No, absolutely not.
But what I was thinking about is like when you go to the iTunes app store, the iTunes, Drunk, you falling asleep, bud?
No.
When you go, guys, tell me in the chat, Drunk was sleeping just then, wasn't he? When you go to the iTunes app store, like, you know, an app costs money or there's in-app purchases. And when you click the button, there's a little note under it that says in-app purchases, just so that you know, hey, when you buy this app, you might have to pay for some shit. And so, like, what's stopping Twitter from just putting that behind it so that I don't waste my goddamn time? They tell you if you're, like, if you're on Instagram and you fucking advertising something, they say, hey, this guy's probably advertising something. How and they know.
How much would you pay to read an article?
Like just piecemeal?
Right. So, like, you got your $35 a month option, or you can read this one article for X amount of money.
As a, you know, that's not bad, Drunk. As opposed to, like, subscribing. Like, you know, like, Travis, I accidentally sent a good friend of the show, Travis Irvine, some of your mail a couple of weeks ago.
Nice.
I accidentally forwarded something to Travis Irvine, which I meant to send to you. And he replied and sent, like, a really nice reply with, like, articles and stuff referencing the guest that was proposed to us. And, like, he went out of his way to send us stuff, but it was like articles like for like the Columbus Herald or something, because he's an Ohio man. And then it was like, do you want to subscribe to the Columbus Herald? I was like, no. When am I ever going to get, unless I keep fucking up and emailing Travis Irvine, I don't know how the Columbus Herald is going to come into my daily life. But right. If those articles, and like because but he was so he nice.
Since you wanted to read that one article.
Yeah, because he was so nice to send me stuff, I should read it, but I'm not going to subscribe to a newspaper. What if, what if it was like a vending machine and like, you know, you have Apple Pay on your phone now.
So what would you pay? Would you pay a dollar?
Now let's say.
Would you pay 50 cents?
A quarter to read like one article. That's fair, right? I mean, like they're talking about like subscribing for a month for $1.99. What if it was just 25 cents to read an article?
You know, it's something. I mean,
it's something.
Yeah.
And all those dickheads sharing it on Twitter would actually like be sending you to something that you might actually read other than the stupid fucking headline.
Right. Which,
by the way, the author doesn't write the headline. The editor writes the headline. So... And usually it's clickbait bullshit.
Right.
But
because that's the world we live in now.
Right. And then Travis is so, like, all those people sharing that Ku Klux Klan thing, nobody read that fucking shit. So everybody's just like, oh, no. Texas loves the Ku Klux Klan. Now let's move on to the next thing we're mad about.
And we will forget about the Ku Klux Klan thing because we are that kind of society of, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Drunk, it's hot in this room. This is a hot room.
It's getting hot.
You know what we need? We need a ceiling fan above us. I need
a tip drill.
What? But no, you think 25 cents? That's fair, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, what's a newspaper cost anymore? A couple bucks?
$1.50, I think.
Yeah,
How many articles do you read out of it? It probably breaks down to about 25 cents an article.
Right. So you get
the sports section and the funnies.
You make yourself something viral. Advertisements. Get it out there on the internet. Get it passed around. Everybody pays their 25 cents. We just saved newspapers, Travis, just now. Especially if
when that pop-up ad shows that says, hey, it's behind the paywall, and it's like a flashing 25 cents, right? Yeah. It's like, this is only a quarter.
Right. Well,
people click that. What's a quarter?
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, you face ID on your goddamn telephone.
Take it out of my Google money. Charge it to my Google.
Yeah. Exactly right. And if that article is as viral as it seems to be, because people, you know, claim to have read it, that newspaper will have its funding for the entire year.
Travis, I'd pay for that Ku Klux Klan article with my Doge coins. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, baby.
They fucking put those Doges in their crypto wallet. And before you know it, newspapers can afford to pay their writers.
Wouldn't that be silly, though?
Yep. Newspapers are back, baby.
And, like, we wouldn't all jump to conclusions based on one guy's tweet about cardboard beds.
It's a jump to conclusions, man.
To conclusions.
What a great movie. Sorry.
Travis.
Tell you what we're going to do.
Me and Drunk, we watched Jeff Bezos launch into space.
Oh, dude. Did you see it?
No, was he happy? Did he seem happy?
The rocket looked like a penis.
Oh, nice.
A giant penis.
Yeah, it had like a really good dick head on the top, Travis.
Just think about that. That guy went and from
That's where they sat.
That guy went from selling books out of his garage to riding around in a rocket in suborbit.
It's a real rags to riches.
There was hardly any smoke. They didn't use jet fuel. They used, or rocket fuel rather. They used liquid nitrogen and liquid oxygen, and that was their propellant to get up to
space. See the
what's the difference?
This
you didn't see like the whole no smoke thing like at
no,
all.
No, yeah, it was impressive looking. But explain it to me.
At one point the dinosaurs roamed the earth, and now your rockets use that for food.
Okay.
And this one, that rocket didn't use that for food.
No more fossil fuels, baby. They're making a carbon neutral rockets.
Yeah. Whatever happened to weren't we making cars that ran on corn oil for a while, Travis? What happened to that? Dude, was it Willie Nelson going on tour with
those? I saw yesterday a commercial for a Ford F-150 that was all electric, and I was like, don't trust it. There is no effing way, dude.
Like we were talking.
I need a lot of people to buy those before I buy myself an electric pickup truck.
Especially if you're towing something, like
they were driving on corn oil, and we were talking about how we were going to go to like Burger King and get their old fry oil and dump it in there.
Yeah, that was cars. that E87 gasoline that was made with.
They still use it.
You can still see it. It's just not prevalent anymore. I think it was about 3-4 years where it was on brand new vehicles, and they're like, "Hey, look, it's that corn gas."
And then it got really high in price because there was a corn famine, and then now it's about the same price as regular ass gas. So.
Corn famine?
Yeah.
What happened to all the corn? Do we have new corn like the bananas?
No, there's no new corn. It just grew better.
Oh, that's good, guys. I'll tell you what, I think what we need to do, Travis, if it's okay with you.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
Drunk's going to go smoke a cigarette. He's going to watch my dogs pee. And when we come back.
I am going to stare them right in their fucking eye while they do it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to blindfold Drunk, and I'm going to put things in his mouth. What I was thinking, Travis.
Travis, do you know the products?
I do not.
I haven't unpackaged the items yet. Do you think that could be like part of the process is me unpackaging them?
Sure.
He gets to hear you unpackaging.
Should I unpackage them like while he's out smoking a cigarette?
You should probably wait till I'm blindfolded.
You think I should unpackage them, Travis?
I'd maybe get them ready.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Drunk knock before you come back in, okay? Because I'm going to be unpackaging some items. Guys, we'll be back in just a moment. Thank you for joining us on this journey. We'll be right back.
So have we found any animals that carry COVID-19 that could have been the source of the transmission to humans thus far?
Thus far, not. As I have said, I still believe that the most likely scenario is that this was a natural occurrence, but no one knows that 100% for sure.
Oops, I killed all the minks.
Let me set you straight about something right now.
Live. Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
We face some hard truths here at sexdolls.com lately. As the number one source for sex dolls in the world, you see things. Most commonly, we've seen our customers are in a funk. Let's face it, if you're shopping on the internet for a rubber corpse to fuck, things haven't gone according to plan. Instead of turning a blind eye to this, we've developed the technology that gives our dolls the capabilities to assign you tasks to better your life in exchange for sexual favors.
Do the dishes and you might get lucky. Tiger, the trash stinks. Take it out and I will let you fuck my mouth. If someone was a little more enthusiastic about their gym membership, maybe someone else would be a little bit more enthusiastic about butt stuff.
That's right. It's kind of like a real relationship, which may be exactly the kick in the ass you need to get off the couch and stop fucking inanimate objects. Sexdolls.com. Don't ever let us catch you here again.
take responsibility.
I take responsibility. I take responsibility.
Mike, was that you?
I take responsibility.
Thank you, Sarah Paulson. WFO
Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto. Pierre Delecto.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Blindfold is in place.
Travis, I think, is this the first time you're going to be able to watch What's in Drunk's Mouth as it happens?
I think we either Facebook Lived once or twice or Periscoped or something.
So, guys, I have five items to put in Drunk's mouth in the closet doors directly behind him. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, you can see the items flashing across the bottom of the screen. It's a new feature of our fun.
Ooh, cool. I'm a bit nervous about this round.
Why are you nervous, Drunk? As opposed, you're 50 for 58.
Because I know that you updated the scores and you saw 50 for 58. We gotta test this.
Oh, you want me to get wild with it? Well, I suggested, I sent something to Shannon and Lisa, and I said, hey, you guys want to send me the items? Because I thought that maybe I was the problem, and like, you're in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were just like, oh, you should go to the butcher and get a cow's tongue. I was like, I guess I'm not going to pay attention to them. So I went and got the items again.
I guess don't worry about anything they suggest.
Guys, What's in Drunk's Mouth is a game that we play. What we do is we blindfold Drunk, and we put things in his mouth.
Do we have a sponsor?
We do not have a sponsor. The game does have a theme song, though, Drunk. This is the theme song.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
You haven't taken any objects out yet, have you?
I have one in my hands. Why?
I was actually going to text my lady to let this know this was going to be on YouTube, but...
Well, it's archived.
Yeah,
she can watch it at a later date.
Absolutely, she can.
It's the fun guys. So I have five items. I'm going to put them in Drunk's mouth. Drunk is amazing at this game. If you missed a say earlier, he is 50 for 58 in the lifetime of this game. And it's not like we play it often. We play it like once, maybe twice a year. I think it's going to get a little bit more frequent, though, Travis. I think we should play it more.
Yeah, especially now with the live video. I mean, there's no reason not to.
Travis, can you see what I have in my hand, what I'm going to put in Drunk's mouth?
Yes, I can see it.
Okay. Have you seen the items? Did you happen to go somewhere where you could see what they are, or should I?
I'm on YouTube right now, but it's just kind of spooling.
It's not working round and right. Round. Should I message you the items?
I see them. I see them.
Okay. We usually have a contestant, Travis. We usually have a contestant that tells us if they think that Drunk's going to do good or not.
Let Travis be the contestant.
I mean, you think he's going to do it, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to nail it 5 for 5 all the time, every time.
Because he's amazing.
Yep.
So what I'll do is I actually had prize closet items I was going to give away. I was going to offer up two Beelzebub DVDs that I found.
All right.
Beelzebub, he sent us a care package when we had him on the show. I have
You got Dick Shark in there?
No, he didn't send us Dick Shark. He sent us the worst horror movie ever made and Indie Director. Those are the names of the DVDs. They're still in the packaging.
Nice.
Travis, I guess you can win them. I'll send them to you, right?
No, thank you. I have too many.
So, guys, here we go with the first item. I am pretty excited about it. Drunk, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, I think this one's difficult, Travis. I don't know if
you're going
to get this. I kind of stink, Drunk. I smell me. I apologize. I don't know why I showered today. I stink. Okay. 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 Yeah. You want me to turn it over for you or something? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go. I just flipped it over.
Is there more than one piece, or?
Is there more than one piece? I don't know how to answer that.
This is all right here.
Well, no, there's another one. I don't know if that would help you, but...
Yep.
It came in a two-pack. what are you thinking? It's...
Well, what you got in my mouth feels like fingers, and I was initially thinking like a doll hand, and this still feels like a thumb right here.
I mean, you really have to join us for the video portion of this to really, really appreciate.
I mean, I can turn it around, but it won't really help you. But I mean, if you want this end in your mouth, there you go.
That side is irrelevant.
It's kind of irrelevant, Drunk.
Thank you. So, the irrelevant side goes in some sort of machine, I'm assuming.
Maybe?
Let me think 2 seconds here.
Do you want me to put the other one in your mouth?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta get it.
It comes from the WFOD closet. You didn't just take them both out of the package right away?
No.
What, were you hoping to take that one back and say that it only came with one, or what?
I don't know what my thought process was, Charles. Maybe I just keep one
for future use.
Untarnished.
Hmm.
Wait, do you have advice for him, Travis?
I mean, I'd say just go with your gut. You know, if you're feeling something, just go with it. Your gut has never failed you in this game before.
You have five items.
Feels like a doll hand. You're far away from the microphone. I know you're blindfolded. I understand.
It feels like a doll hand. It's made out of plastic.
Uh-huh.
It's something feels very thummy.
Thummy?
Yeah, like, you know.
Oh, I like that.
It's got, like, fingers and a thumb. The other end has, like, a ball joint, so it feels like it goes into something. Man. What would that go into? Because you said, when I said it goes into a machine, you're like, eh. So it doesn't sound like it goes
into a machine. I don't want to tell you it goes into a machine because I don't think it does. But I also don't want to tell you it doesn't go into a machine because it might.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you don't want to give too much away.
I do know what it is.
It's not that he's trying to not give it away. It's that, really, he doesn't know.
I'm taking too long here, so in lieu of giving an answer, I will say sex toy.
Drunk. You got to go with your gut, right?
Yeah,
go with your gut.
Is it a doll hand?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
Well, all right. My official answer is doll hand.
Drunk. What it is? I don't know, Trevor. I mean, he said sex toy, so I guess he's wrong.
Yeah, we had to coax him to say doll hand, even though he said doll hand a bunch. I don't know.
Yeah, it's drunk. It's like a plastic hand.
The other side was irrelevant because it's like the handle.
Yeah, I think what it is, drunk, is like you wear long sleeves and you walk around with these and act like you have little hands. I think that's what this is.
Like, it's Mr. Alien.
But like, if you had said doll hand and went with doll hand, I would have given you that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've taken doll hand for sure.
Okay, guys, I guess we'll go to the second item.
See, I got in my head there. I got my
you got your head.
Don't get. It's been too long. We made the champ second guess himself.
I mean, doll hand, like, where do you just buy a doll hand? I don't know. All right. Okay.
Okay, drunk. Here we go.
Awfully sticky. Okay, yeah. That would be a lint roller.
Drunk,
you are correct. That is a lint roller.
Yeah.
Drunk's back at even, Travis. He's back at even.
Back in true form.
Okay. Druggy, you ready for your third item from the WFOD Closet of Doom?
Yeah.
He just like put that whole thing in his mouth.
Make sure he doesn't choke.
Drunk, don't choke.
There's a dog whisker.
Does it taste peanut butter?
It does.
Are you chewing it up? Are you going to eat some?
Might as well.
Yeah, why not?
I think that's a first, Travis. I don't think he's ever chewed up some of the item.
Well, once I figured out what it was and I already cracked it, I don't need to spit it out.
Okay, so he's
2-for-1 now.
Yeah, Travis. who hasn't chewed up a dog biscuit, you know?
Are you looking for your drink?
Please.
Here you go, bud.
It's awfully dry.
That's quite a gulp. I'd almost say that's a big gulp that you have there.
Well, what's the official name of that?
Motomart 44-ounce drink.
That's not a very catchy name. And Motomart needs to work on their marketing, I think.
Yeah, Motomart needs to figure out how to brand their beverages. Yeah.
Okay. You want me to put it down?
Yeah, I don't want to spill it.
It's good.
You don't want him to dump 44 ounces of Motomar beverage all over that fucking mixer.
Whole lot of wires over here, Travis. Okay, Drunk, are you ready? What is it? This is item number 4?
Yep.
Okay, we're doing item number 4 now. I got it out of the closet of doom, Drunk.
Go short end. Open wide for this one, buddy.
That's a fanoodle.
What color is it? For donut pants?
There's only a couple colors. I know this should not count against me. I'm going to go green.
It is not green.
Yes. It's not green.
I've never heard the term fanoodle before, Travis. Have you? A fanoodle?
That's what me and my family call them. I don't.
Yeah, it's taken the fun noodles and just taken the U out of it. Yeah. Fanoodle.
Fun noodle.
Yep.
And Travis.
Okay, so a swimming pool floating device.
Yes.
Okay.
Travis, another fun stipulation that I have not mentioned for the new people checking us out for the first time. By the way, hello. Thank you. Drunk is able to keep any of the items that we put in his mouth. That's part of the game.
I might keep
the- And he's already taken you up on that with half the dog biscuit.
I usually split them in half and give them between my two dogs. I don't give them both a whole biscuit. So I guess I'll have to decide which biscuit.
That's cheap as shit.
I know.
Travis, it is
super cheap.
I don't want to spoil them.
My dog was half the size of your dog. I'd give him like 3 at one time. Here you go.
I give my cat a full dog biscuit. Jesus.
All right, guys. The grand finale, the creme de la creme of what's in Drunk's mouth for this installment. Travis, are you laughing?
Yeah, I like this one.
You like this one?
Yeah.
Travis, I can't tell you what I'm thinking right now because it would give it away, but I'll tell you after and it'll be fun.
All right.
Drunk, you're ready. I can tell because your mouth is agape. This is so Drunk's already won, right? He's 3 for 4.
Lose. This is just for his record.
This is just for his average.
Yeah.
Let me know if you want the other end.
Okay. Oh, that's a guitar.
Did you just headbutt it? I don't think that's allowed. You can only
trying to
use
feel it in my face.
Oh, you just want me to press it against your face?
Rub it on his cheeks.
It's some sort of stringed instrument, for sure. Stringed instrument.
Travis, do we demand that he be a little bit more specific, or will we accept stringed instrument?
Why don't you pluck a couple of strings? See if that helps.
What, a ukulele?
There you go!
Drunk, it is a ukulele. You're 4 for 5.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Drunk, please play us a ditty with your new ukulele.
So that's 80%, so my average went down.
Oh, no. It's a shame, isn't it?
Dollhead. I knew it was a hand.
Yeah, I know. You kept saying hand, but then you second-guessed yourself, which you should never do.
No, you would have been 100% if you just went with your gut.
It's a shame. Guys, That was What's in Drunk's Mouth.
I'm sure chat was interesting during that.
We've been doing this for a lot of years.
Yeah, I mean, I basically hit my average 4 out of 5. I did good. Yeah. I did.
You did good. Yep, absolutely.
Travis, a drunk takes it hard when he misses one. You remember when he missed Pumpkin? He was mad at himself for like months.
He talked about that for weeks.
He would just come in and go, Pumpkin. October and I missed Pumpkin.
Well, this is the first time in a while that it wasn't like a straight theme.
Yeah.
Last time was easy because it was all Oriental.
Yeah.
You just went to Panda Express and got some chopsticks and a pack of soy sauce.
Right. I think I forgot we were playing the game. That's just what I had in my drawer.
What did I shove in the side door of my fridge?
Travis, let me ask you a question, buddy.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom just like a waving flag.
Travis, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week this week piggybacks off of a previous pick of the week. I just discovered via an AV article that some goddamn genius created a website where it's a meme generator where all you have to do is type in any quote at all from the I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson season 1 or 2. And it automatically brings up a bunch of stills from the scene in question and captions it with what you typed into search. So all day long today, I was laughing with glee as I found things like the scene where the ladies are sitting around the table in season 1 trying to post to Instagram. And it's, quote, gulping down some pig dicks with these bags of meat and a picture of the ladies around the table. So if you enjoyed I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson and want 5,000 memes from that show, it's I Think You Should Me.me.
Travis, drunk is tuning his ukulele.
If I knew how.
To get the pristine sound that one can expect. It doesn't sound right yet. I think you need to tune it a little bit more. Drunk, do you have what you'd say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, Drunk's pick of the week. You already expanded on it earlier in the show, but it is the NHL's expansion draft starts Wednesday.
Pretty exciting.
And then the Olympics opening ceremony starts on Friday.
The expansion draft, Travis, I don't know what...
Explain to me really quick what that even is.
Okay, so there's a new team that's going to start next year.
Who gets it?
Seattle,
the Kraken.
And so tomorrow, Seattle gets to cherry pick one player from every team to make their team.
So every
team, no matter, and they can pick whoever they want.
Well,
every team got to choose either 7 forwards and 3 defensemen or 8 skaters and a goalie.
And so, like, from whatever's left after you protect one goalie and 7 forwards and 3 defensemen, they can take anybody they want.
These teams have no choice,
but they can't poach your like minor leaguers or anything.
Right. They have to like have like a certain amount of games that they played last season or something.
So they can take any starters on your team, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's I need to start a hockey league. Right. This is great.
Vegas had an expansion draft like a couple of years ago.
And went directly to the Stanley Cup Finals.
And like,
of course they did.
They went to the Stanley Cup Finals their first year. The second year they went to the Western Conference Finals. The third year they went to the Western Conference Finals again. So like they've been good since they started.
They made it to the second round.
This is like if I was like starting a pickup game of basketball and could literally pick anybody I wanted against whoever was already there, and I picked like the Olympic dream team of the 90s.
Right.
I mean,
It's funny because, like, you know,
kind of, but not. I mean, It all depends on who the teams want to protect.
There's some big names out there.
Best goalie in the world went to the Stanley Cup Finals this year and lost.
But they have...
Able to be taken.
Like huge contracts, and so they're almost like daring them to take them because they cost so much.
Oh, so they do have to pay everybody's existing contract then.
Yes. Right.
Oh, okay.
So if they have an $8
million... Is there a salary cap in the NHL like there is in the NFL?
Yep. Right. So it's fun with all the drama involved in every team having to lose a player that they probably don't necessarily want to lose. I mean, people get traded, but that's usually people that they want to trade.
Right. They'll be like, all right, I'm going to expose this guy.
Yeah.
But I don't want you to take him, so I'm going to give you these two jamokes instead.
Yeah. And then there's side deals where they're like, hey, don't take this guy, and you can have these two other guys. So it's fun.
A lot of professional sports shady backroom dealing going on.
Yeah.
Drunk, that was my pick of the week. Didn't you say you had two?
I said the Olympics opening ceremonies is Friday.
Is that this coming Friday?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be nice and well-rested on their cardboard beds,
yeah.
Which you can fuck on, and I encourage you to.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I get the whole being angry about fucking on the beds or whatever. You can fuck other places than the bed, so
right. And let
the floor is right next to it.
Let me ask you a question, Travis. You go and you fuck on that bed and you break it. Like, what are they going to do about it?
Give you a new one, probably.
Yeah, they're going to give you a new one. Be like, wrecked that fucking bed.
Yeah. I need you to bring some more cardboard boxes up here. My bed's broken.
Right. Or you just put the shitty mattress on the floor because most countries don't like comfort anyway.
If you're like Dame Lillard, you just go to the mattress shop and buy you a new mattress for 2 weeks.
Right. Guys, we did it.
I think there'll be a lot of rug burns at the Olympics.
I hope so, Travis.
I hope everybody's knees are just fucking tore up from fucking on those beds.
They're all like good looking people and they all just need to go crazy on each other because what else is the point of doing all that training? Get all hot.
They're young.
Favorite Summer Olympic event? Go.
I don't know. Running or something. Who gives a shit, right?
Travis?
Summer Olympics? Who cares?
Jousting.
Do they do the one with the big stick where they jump over the pole?
I
like that.
Oh, that's what I meant.
The pole vaulting.
Pole vault.
You know who what I used to really like.
Mine is women's beach volleyball.
I used to really like watching. Shannon Elizabeth was the gal from American Pie.
That's right.
Shannon Miller? Remember Shannon Miller with her big old nose?
Oh, I think you're thinking of Shannon Moon.
Gymnastics?
Yeah, she was great.
So there's a rule in that ladies' beach volleyball where that swimming suit can only cover 10 centimeters of your ass.
Oh, that's a rule?
That's a rule.
Awesome. Good for them.
There's prudes in Japan. They're not going to like it, Travis.
All hail the patriarchy, right?
Right.
They don't want you to fuck, and they want you to show less ass and less pubic.
Yeah, they're trying to get everybody horned up, and they're not giving them a place to release.
Right.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Are you?
I am.
We'll do it next week. Guys, next week, I guess I can go ahead and tell them, Travis, Andrew Heaton's going to be on the program.
Patrick Heaton.
Andrew Heaton.
Patricia Heaton.
Comedian Andrew Heaton is going to be on the show. They're a returning guest. So.
And I will not be.
And Travis will not be here, but Andrew Heaton will be here.
The wife from Everybody Loves Raymond is going to be here.
Patricia Heaton is a different person. She's a redheaded gal. Andrew Heaton is a man with a beard.
Okay.
Patricia Heaton from the middle.
Yeah. What other movie she did I just watched the other day, too?
She's in Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Patricia Heaton's in Space Jam?
Yeah, she's complaining about the courtside seats. I thought you were going to get better seats this year.
Yeah, she's sitting next to the aliens who are pulling the old classic wearing a trench coat while sitting on each other's shoulders.
I'm Dill Dannon.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
The mom from Everybody Loves Raymond or the one mom from Home Improvement?
Probably Everybody Loves Raymond.
For like what? A sexual encounter?
However, just take it however you want.
Yeah. I don't like the Home Improvement mom.
Yeah, she.
Oh yeah,
she's got man shoulders.
Yeah,
it's because it was the 90s when everybody wore shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Well, she should have took them out.
She looks like she can play linebacker for the Rams. Goddamn it!
Did she ever do anything ever again, or like did she retire from Home Improvement?
All right, so everybody loves Raymond or King of Queens.
Everybody oh, King of Queens, duh.
Wait, the
she's a nutbag though.
That's Scientology gal?
Yeah, Scientology gal.
Yeah, well, when the Scientologies can't come and murder you, then you'll wish that you had taken Patricia Heaton.
Oh, and he's gone. Travis, I love you, buddy. He's
gone. He can't hear you.
Travis, I love you, buddy.
He can't hear you.
I'm going to miss you for another 2 weeks.
I stink.
I didn't smell you, buddy. I thought you were fine.